Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, my amazing unfollowers. This is Nova Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide to breaking free from the algorithm and rewiring your brain for focus. Today, we're diving into something super important. Self-compassion. You know, that feeling of treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a close friend. It's crucial, especially in this crazy world where we're constantly bombarded with expectations and comparisons. Ever feel like you're running on a hamster wheel, striving for perfection but always coming up short? You know that feeling when you trip up, make a mistake, or just don't quite measure up to your own often unrealistic standards? It happens to all of us. But here is the catch. Beating yourself up about it doesn't solve anything. In fact, it often makes things worse. Self-compassion is like that warm hug you need after a tough day, that gentle voice telling you, hey, it's okay, you're human, we all mess up. It's about acknowledging your imperfections, accepting your struggles, and treating yourself with the same care and understanding you'd offer someone you love. So, how can we actually cultivate this superpower of self-compassion? Let me share 5 key takeaways that have really helped me on my journey. 1. Recognize your inner critic. First things first. Become aware of that voice in your head that's constantly judging and criticizing you. Is it saying things like you should be doing better or you're not good enough? Once you identify this inner critic, you can start to challenge its negativity. Remember, those thoughts aren't facts, they're just opinions. 2. Practice mindfulness. Take a step back from your thoughts and feelings. Notice them without judgment, like clouds passing in the sky. This doesn't mean ignoring your emotions, but rather observing them with curiosity and acceptance. Try incorporating mindfulness exercises into your day. Even a few minutes of focused breathing can make a difference. 3. Treat yourself like a friend. Imagine a dear friend is going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for their mistakes or offer words of encouragement and support? Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you'd extend to someone you care about. 4. Focus on your strengths. Everyone has unique talents and abilities. Instead of dwelling on your weaknesses, celebrate your strengths. Make a list of things you're good at, both big and small. This can help shift your focus from self-criticism to self-appreciation. 5. Be patient with yourself. Cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be days when you feel more compassionate than others. That's perfectly normal. Be kind to yourself throughout the process and remember that progress takes time. Think about the last time you made a mistake or felt like you weren't measuring up. What did that inner critic say? Now imagine responding with kindness and understanding instead. Hey, it's okay, I made a mistake, but I can learn from it. See how much more empowering that feels. You wouldn't berate a friend for a slip-up, so why do it to yourself? Remember, unfollowers, self-compassion isn't about being perfect or avoiding challenges. It's about showing up for yourself with love and acceptance, no matter what. By embracing this powerful practice, you can break free from the shackles of self-criticism and create a more fulfilling life. So, my challenge to you is to start incorporating these key takeaways into your daily routine. Notice that inner critic, treat yourself like a friend, and celebrate your strengths. Remember, you're worthy of love and kindness, starting with yourself. Until next time, keep shining bright, unfollowers. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little self-compassion boost. You might just change their life. And mine, too, because every time you share the podcast, it helps me reach more people and spread the message of focus and self-love. So thank you for being part of this amazing journey.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.